Hi, I'm Chris Bishop, the founding editor of Billionaire Tomorrow. He was given up for dead in the back of an ambulance and woke up to a second chance to build his fortune, now estimated at between $600 and $800 million. It all happened in a blinding white flash of spinning trees and powdery snow that nearly saw the end of him. Kenneth Sharp was on the ski slopes near Vancouver in Canada on a family holiday back in 2007. The accident cleaved Sharp's brain from his skull. He was too frail to be airlifted and spent more than 2 hours on the road in the back of an ambulance. He recovered 5 days later to build a property empire in Zimbabwe. He believes this second chance steeled his entrepreneur ambitions. It all began very humbly for him. Sharp dropped out of school and ended up working small jobs in the United Kingdom, where he'd been staying with family in a fruitless attempt to enlist as a fighter pilot. He had a friend back in Zimbabwe who worked for the National Airline. It wanted a vital part for a Boeing 737, but was coming up against import restrictions and asked Sharp if he could help. Sharp scraped up £1,000, bought the bulky plane part and put it into his hand luggage before flying back to Zimbabwe. You can only imagine the problems he would have faced in the airports today. He sold the part back home for £5,000 and used the profit to start his first car trading business. He was buying cars in South Africa and reselling them in Zimbabwe. Sharp, born in Zimbabwe in 1973, comes from a family of adventurers and risk takers in mining. The one side of his family were explorers and miners. His great-great-grandfather was Sir Joseph Wilson Swan, the famous English inventor who perfected the electric light bulb. Sir Joseph fought a long legal battle with Thomas Edison for the patent rights and won twice. The next time you talk about a light bulb moment, remember that relatives of an African entrepreneur invented it. Sharp sees the economy of Zimbabwe heading out of the woods. He sees many opportunities in agriculture and in the spirit of his people. Read the full story below in Billionaire Tomorrow.